identify as being within their realm of normality to try to get some help.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think you've moved a lot of people with your book and continue to do so. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. I've enjoyed this, Phil, and also meeting another Phil.
Absolutely. Us Phil's got to stick together. 6 Minutes in Eternity is the book. Philip Hofsider, a guest on today's morning show. Cloud. It looks like a puppy, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, I guess it does, doesn't it? Things that we don't notice every day. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 17 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump promising to impose sweeping new tariffs the day after he is inaugurated. 25% on goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico and China. 35% on goods coming from China. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says that could mean all of us spending more.
Those tariffs are taxes that have to be paid by people importing those goods, and they're going to pass that through to you and I as consumers. And it's going to be higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to countenance the high inflation.
Allegations today that longtime Trump advisor Boris Epstein tried to get payments from those who wanted roles or influence in the new Trump administration. The Israeli cabinet meeting today to discuss a ceasefire deal in Lebanon. Israel wants to maintain the right to fire into Lebanon whenever it feels it's threatened. Ukraine says Russia launched a record number, 188 drones against most regions of the country in a nighttime blitz. Apartment buildings and the national power grid were damaged. This is ABC News. A federal judge is now deciding whether Google holds a monopoly on online ads. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday in a suit brought against Google by the Justice Department. The judge's decision is expected by the end of the year. An appeal from a tobacco giant turned back by America's highest court.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to a law requiring cigarette packs and ads include graphic images showing harmful effects of smoking. Warnings will include photos of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by reduced blood flow. Nearly 120 countries have already adopted the warning labels. It isn't clear when they might appear in the U.S. The FDA says it does not plan to enforce new rules until December 2025. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Investigators in the Philippines have questions for Vice President Sara Duterte. She recently threatened to have President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his wife killed if she is assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Coming up, a look at forecast details for this Tuesday morning from WRCO, WRCE. It is 17 degrees at 5 minutes after 7.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and townandcountryrc.com.
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28 in-store only.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 30s with sunshine. Also tonight, some clouds and a low of 21. Wednesday, partly sunny and a few degrees warmer with a high of 36. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, breezy and cool. A small chance of flurries at night and a high of 31. Friday, 26, partly sunny, breezy and cooler conditions. Saturday's high, just 23. Right now in Richland Center, following the early reading of 22 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 17 degrees. Word is there's been an accident on Highway 14 near Crewson Slough in that area. So be aware that you might be facing a delay or maybe getting down to one lane as they direct traffic in that area. Highway 14, the area of Crewson Slough, will be closed just for a little bit, it looks like, and they may be rerouting traffic. So we'll keep you posted from WRCO as we find out more.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were digging old. Discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our backs, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty,
chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up the fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And our beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from.
Rodney Atkins on WRCO, and these are my people. 17 degrees at Richland Center, and it's Quizzy Poo Day, so I got to get my brain warmed up here in just a little bit. We'll see what old Hank has up his sleeves. One never knows. This is Toby Keith.
My grandmother owned a nightclub on the Arkansas line. Mama put me on a Greyhound and I went to stay with her in the summertime. I'd box up those empty long decks and stack them in the back and make a hand. Then at night she'd let me sneak out of the kitchen and sit in with the band. Yes, I have sacks and quarterbacks and broke my share of bones along the way. I knew it wouldn't last forever. Semi-pro always means semi-pay. I started climbing, drilling rigs. I'm all field trash and proud as I can be. Yeah. Then I took my songs and guitar and sang them to a man from Tennessee. Star can't burn forever, and the brightest ones will someday lose their shine. But the glass won't ever be half empty in my optimistic mind. I'll still have a song to sing and a band to turn it up and play it loud. As long as there's a ballroom with a corner stage and a honky tonk. Corn dog fair rodeo and sold out.
you need me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Some oceanfront property here on WRCO. It is Good Grief Day. Charlie Brown, exclamation, obviously, good grief. And it's National Cake Day. Now, I'm a cake fan, although with an upcoming another year older and wiser, I still prefer a birthday pie over a birthday cake. But, I wouldn't turn it down, that's for sure. It's also today in history. Plant bananas in your garden day? Okay. Well, might try that. I doubt it. Anyway, a little bit of sunshine in 17, and he'll be bringing in a little warmth in just a moment. Hank Bray.
Black Friday deals end soon. Visit A-Plus Furniture for recliners, adjustable bases, and more at unbeatable prices.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
At least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices. Helping you feel-
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Your first choice for better health.
Have you ever been frustrated with your diabetes, wished for someone to support you and problem solve with? Do you want factual information about how to manage your diabetes? If you answered yes to any of these questions, a certified diabetes care and education specialist can help. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has these specialists close to home. Call today to schedule an appointment.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup. Get out of here. She always tries to take over the microphone.
Did you see that sign that says no singing?
That's what I told her.
Yep. All right.
How are you doing, buddy?
All right. Yes.
You had a good night last night?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice early out. Nice done game quick by golly.
Did you be, what time did you get home?
About 8:45.
Oh, yeah.
That's about right. That's about bedtime for me.
Yeah. I didn't get home until like 11.
Ooh.
15, yeah.
Ooh.
I was in Darlington.
Oh, yeah. You had a little trip.
Yeah, I had a little trip. Taking a little trip down the Little Mississippi. No, it was a long night. So, and, you know, put that on Sunday night with the Packers playing.
Oh, yeah.
Little Hankaroo hadn't had much sleep.
You're not your effervescent self,
no,
Hank.
No, I'm just Henry tired.
Ah.
So, but I've put a cot in your office, so we're all good to go for a while.
Yeah. Well, I noticed the door in your office shut yesterday, so you're probably catching a few Z's yesterday.
No. You know,
on company time.
Brian Hill from Walsh's came in.
Oh.
And boy, I tell you what, if you ever talk to that guy, he's full of knowledge.
Oh, yeah?
But knows nothing.
About what?
Yeah. Nothing.
Okay. Maybe he could be my phone-a-friend in my quiz.
He could be your phone-a-friend. He could be. He wouldn't know anything unless it's about deer.
Oh.
Or bear.
Bear?
Bear.
All right. Well, what's the quiz on today?
Well, the quiz, you know, Phil, in the celebration of our holiday of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We're having it on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Multiple choice.
Multiple guess.
Yeah. So they're going to get, they're kind of easy to hard.
Oh.
So.
Kind of progress toward hard?
Yeah, well, sort of. Right. Maybe the first one's going to be hard for you, but we're gonna shoot her off. We got 116 questions on Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
All righty, young man.
All right.
All right. Number one, which U.S. president made Thanksgiving a national holiday? Is it I'm just going to, should I give you multiple choices here? Because there's only 46 of them right now.
I think I know.
All right, number one is George Washington, or A, George Washington. B is Abraham Lincoln, and C is Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
Okay. All right, number two. Which U.S. state grows the most turkeys? Philip, is it A, Minnesota?
Arkansas?
B, no. Texas? we're not talking about me, are we?
That's what I was thinking.
That's exactly what I was. A, Minnesota.
All right.
B, Texas. And C, Arkansas.
It is? Well.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough one right there.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Uh-huh. A, Minnesota. B, Texas. C, Arkansas.
All right.
All right. The first Thanksgiving lasted how many days, Phil? Is it A, 1 day, B, 2 days, or C, 3 days? All right.
All right.
All right. Number four, what football team has played on Thanksgiving every day since 1934, except during World War II? Is it A, the Dallas Cowboys, B, the Detroit Lions, or C, the Chicago Bears? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. Number five, Philip, which president was first to pardon a turkey? And it wasn't Bill Clinton with Hank. No.
No.
Is it A, John F. Kennedy, B, Abraham Lincoln, or C, Ronald Reagan?
All right.
I can't even read that.
I can.
All right. Let's see here. All right, number six. How many feathers? How many feathers does the average adult turkey have?
Oh, man.
A, 1,500. B, 3,000. Or C, 5,000. I figured you'd get a kick out of that one.
Like Daffy Duck, who loses his feathers and he keeps them numbered for such an occasion.
Yes.
So he can put them back.
Yeah. Turkeys are native to which continent? Is it A, Europe, B, Asia, or C, North America?
All right.
Number eight, approximately how many turkeys are cooked each year for Thanksgiving in the United States? All right. Is it A, 25 million, B, 46 million, or C, 60 million?
Wowzers. I say it's not a good week to be a turkey. All right.
Should I watch my back?
Probably.
Number 10, what is the wobbly piece of flesh on top of a turkey's beak called?
Why do you laugh through all this?
Who would come up with a question as wobbly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number A, is it waddle, a B, comb, or a C, snood?
All right.
All right. What number are we on, buddy?
We're on number 10.
All right. This should make you happy. It's a tough word for me. What is the official flower of Thanksgiving? Is it a chrysanthemum, a poinsettia, or a sunflower? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is it
10? That's 10? All right.
What do you think you got? Well, I think you did pretty well.
I'm going to say I have 7.
I think you have 9.
Do you?
Yes.
You're looking over my paper here.
Well, I have to, as a teacher, I just want to show you the right path.
Okay.
That's why you shouldn't hang out with Joanne during off hours.
Right.
Number one, which U.S. president made Thanksgiving a national holiday? Is it George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, or Thomas Jefferson?
Abraham Lincoln.
That is correct.
Yep. I knew that. Well, it's in one of the commercials we're running right now.
Yep. Which U.S. state grows the most turkeys? Is it Minnesota, Texas, or Arkansas?
I went with Minnesota.
That is correct. Woo! It is in Minnesota. Number three, the first Thanksgiving lasted for how many days? Is it 1, 2, or 3 days?
3 days.
It was 3 days.
Yep.
Number four, which What football team has played on Thanksgiving Day every year since 1934, except during World War II? Is it the Cowboys, the Lions, or the Bears?
The Detroit Lions.
It is the Detroit Lions.
And they're finally good here in the last couple of years.
Since 1934, they finally have a football team. I shouldn't say that. They're pretty good. Yeah. Number five. What president was the first to pardon a turkey? Is it JFK, Abraham Lincoln, or Ronald Reagan?
I went with Ronald Reagan.
No, it's John F. Kennedy.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, did not know that. I thought it was more recent. I guess 60 years. Yeah. That's recent, yeah. Right?
They saved 60 birds.
Yeah, in terms of our history. All right.
Number six, how many feathers does the average adult turkey have? Is it 1,500, 3,000, or 5,000?
5,000.
It is 5,000 little feathers.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of feathers.
That'd be a lot to number.
Number seven, turkeys are native to which continent? Is it Europe, Asia, or North America?
I went with North America.
That is true.
Woo-hoo.
Approximately how many turkeys are cooked each year for Thanksgiving in the United States? Is it 25 million, 46 million, or 60 million?
I went with 46.
46 million is correct.
Woo-hoo!
Number nine. What is the wobbly piece of flesh on top of a turkey's beak called, Philip? Is it a wattle, a comb, or a snood?
Well, I went back and forth between a wattle and a snood, and I went with snood.
Well, your snood is right, yes. You're an overachiever when it comes to snoods.
Yeah, right.
All right. What is the official flower of Thanksgiving? Is it chrysanthemum, poinsettia, or sunflower? I even practiced that before I came in.
I'm going with chrysanthemum.
That is that's true.
Woo-hoo!
That ain't bad, Phil.
No,
9 out of 10.
You know, I think I've had several one wrong ones.
Yeah, you have. Yeah,
weeks,
so.
Which means either I'm getting smarter or your quizzes are getting easier.
I don't know. Well, I think you're getting smarter because I win both ways there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. And I think we've had some Thanksgiving quizzes in the past.
We have.
A couple of them sounded familiar. Yeah. But
anyway, just to get an update on, I know there's a couple that we never had. I'm so happy you got the snood one right.
Snood. Well, I can't say that I actually would be able to come up with that if you didn't have multiple guests. I don't know that.
I was just going to say, you know what? Today is just fill in the blank, Phil.
Oh, okay.
Where would we have been? Question two or three still?
Probably.
Yeah. But anyway, buddy, I want you, and I know there's going to be a lot of traveling tomorrow, and take us where, you know, take us along with you. So, but we appreciate every one of you, and thank you.
Yep.
For our sponsors, our listeners, and even you, Phil. Thank you for everything. And that's bottom line. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nero.
Happy Thanksgiving. Everybody be good, be kind, and be safe out there.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
The ladies at Added Touch Floral and Gifts would love to help provide the perfect touch for your upcoming holiday season. How about an amazing centerpiece for your dining room table? Definitely something to admire while enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving meal with friends and family. Need a special gift? Fresh flowers, lighted canvas, wine, or home decor? Added Touch has your perfect gift. Order your poinsettias today. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, or online at addedtouchfloral.com.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
The half-price sale is happening now at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center in Viroqua. From today through Sunday, buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss out on big savings for the whole family on shoes and clothing. Mr. G's is open today through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. with a sale ending this Sunday. But hurry, special orders and layaways aren't included. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meet savings during November.
Choose Mr. G.
This day in history, on the 26th of November, President George Washington held his full cabinet meeting, first ever, in 1791. Also, 1942, on the big screen, the film Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, had its world premiere in New York City. And it was in 1989, more than 45 acts took part in an earthquake relief rockathon broadcast on public television and in Northern California. Concerts were held in San Francisco, Oakland, and Watsonville, the town hit hardest by the earthquake of 1989. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Some notes on birthdays today. Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School. This goes out to Brian Louise Cazares. Have a great day to grandson Maverick John Weeks, who celebrates a birthday today. Maverick John Weers, excuse me, three today, this week, from Grandma and Papa. Have a great day today, Lisa Benson, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Have a great day today. Others in the area celebrating include Eleanor Seibert from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday wishes today to Julie Reese Durst from Lori and the Guys. Also today to Platteville Professor Mrs. Julie Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Ron Richards from IHS 1974. Happy birthday, Lisa Benson from Lori and the Guys, and to Ron Richards from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Olivia Durst, have a great day today. Hope you had a great birthday. Greetings going out today to Whitney Green from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday, Michael Knight, from your friends and residents and staff of Schmidtwoodland Hills. Happy birthday wishes to Eleanor Seibert from sisters Judy and Kathy. Ruth Flaherty from Park Street Christian Church. Hope you have a great day. Ron Rote from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Also to Ronnie Rote, have a great day from Pat and Luann. And to Ron Rote, 92 today. Best wishes from your family. Also greetings today to... well, let's see. This is a special one. Hand-delivered by a Pony Express, 40th birthday request for Coach Troxell. 40 years ago today, a little boy was born, they say. A happy little guy. He was playing with his brother just because. Off to school he did go. Everyone called him Trox, you know. A teacher he became, and history was his game. From RC to lacrosse to Iowa, he went on his way, but he moved his family back to RC to stay. He and his wife Jillian have a girl and a boy. Rosalind and Liam are their pure joy. He loves to teach and coach, but of all sports, he loves football the most. He loves the saying, "Welcome to the Hive," and watching his Hornets play Friday Night Live. To all his teams through the years, he so admires and respects because of all their commitment and their blood, sweat, tears. And Coach Schwartz is his mentor and his friend, and they are now coaching back together again. His biggest cheerleader, his mom, will always be, but she is crying today because you are turning 40. happy birthday to Coach Troxell. How can that be? 40, huh? Well, anyway, happy birthday wishes to Andy Troxell today from the RC Lions, to Grace Ann Hoskin, to Casey Gerner, and Grayson Clements, all celebrating today. Best wishes from the Muscadet and Blue River and Avoca Lions to Hunter Winger. Happy birthday. And happy anniversary, Sean and Monica Ennis. Happy anniversary, Bill and Pat Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church. And a happy 69th anniversary with love to Bill and Patricia Harris, with love from Jan and Brad.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
For our special couples today, this is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a wonderful Tuesday.
Now through December 3rd, Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court and Main.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 18 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Sunny, then partly cloudy later, breezy and chilly today, a high of 33 with west winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, some clouds, a low of 21. In Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 5 miles per hour, and after a low of 17, it's 18 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Repairs at the Richland Primary School will not cost as much as first thought. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported at last night's meeting that four classrooms at the primary building are sinking and will have to be repaired. The Building and Grounds Committee at first had thought that the repairs would cost the district around $1.5 million over budget. The estimate has since come in at a much lower bid of $435,000. The funds will be covered by savings from the new roof. Board also reported that the district has two Board of Education seats up for election on the spring of 2025 ballot. The two seats on this ballot are Area 2 West, covering the village of Boaz, and townships of Bloom, Sylvan, Marshall, Aiken, Dayton, Richwood, and Eagle, currently held by Aaron Unbehand, and Area 3 City, currently held by Neil Huntemer. Both are for a three-year term. Those interested in running for the positions can start circulating nomination forms December 1st. All nomination paperwork is due January 7th. Director of Curriculum and Instruction, Dr. Sherry Johnson, presented the Department of Public Instruction report cards for the Richland School District, Richland Center High School, and Richland Center Intermediate School. The district improved to a four-star rating with a score of 72 out of 100. This is an improvement over last year's score of 67.7. The high school also improved over last year from 64.8 to 70.1, and the intermediate school improved from 73.9 to 77. The DPI does not provide a report card for buildings that have a low number of students, such as the Partner and Richland Online Academy, as well as for those buildings that only have students under third grade. Johnson reported that chronic absenteeism is a big factor in bringing scores down. The pandemic is still affecting the score of all school averages. Out of the six schools in the Southwest Conference, the Richland District is in third place with River Valley in first with a score of 74.1 and Platteville at 72.5. Out of the 10 area school districts, Richland Center is in second place following River Valley in first. Dr. Johnson also congratulated district staff for the improvements made over the past 3 years as the district has gone from 32nd place among all schools in the CESA 3 district in 2021 to 22 to 9th in 2023 to 24. Board member Scott Bailing reported that a wage study has been completed and the district wages have improved and are now competitive. As a result, when there are openings in the district, more applications are being received. Sean Josem, special education director, submitted the seclusion and restraint report to the board. Seclusion means the involuntary confinement of a student apart from other students in a room or area from which the student is physically prevented from leaving. Staff must maintain constant supervision of the student, and seclusion may be used only as long as necessary to resolve the risk to the physical safety of the student or others. Physical restraint means a restriction that immobilizes or reduces the ability of a student to freely move his or her torso, arms, legs, or head. The law prohibits the use of seclusion or physical restraint by school staff, except in very limited circumstances where a student's behavior presents a clear, present, and imminent risk to the physical safety of students students and or school staff. The law also requires at least one staff member in each school where restraint might be used to be trained. In the Richland School District, administrators, regular education staff, student services, special education teachers, and support staff in each building are trained in nonviolent crisis intervention training. Wisconsin schools are required to submit a report containing information on the use of seclusion and restraint within schools. During the 2023-24 school year, the Richland School District had a total of 27 seclusion and restraints across the district. All of the instances involve special education students and trained staff intervention. The board also received a report from principals regarding discipline within their building covering the first quarter due to the shifting of grades to new locations at the start of the 2021-22 school year. Comparing data prior to this point would not provide an apples-to-apples view. Therefore, this year's data is compared only to data since the building reconfiguration. While the reports show an increase in discipline reports, it was noted that some things being reported have been added and more reports are being made. While the report shows bad behavior of students, it was noted that good behavior is also being celebrated. In action items, the Richland School Board approved the 2025-26 and 2026-27 district calendars and the Spanish and Science Clubs to take a district-sponsored trip to Puerto Rico in June of 2026. The board also accepted the gift of a 1998 Yamaha motorcycle for the partner school from Emily and Alex Dolan. It will be used to fix up and learn from. This will be an opportunity to connect with local experts and work together to get the motorcycle running. No students will ride the motorcycle and will not be sold without taking the proper precautions regarding liability. The Richland School Board was also informed that historically, the Southwest Conference has scheduled non-conference games with smaller schools from the SWAL and Six Rivers Conferences due to their geographical proximity. However, in late 2023, the Six Rivers Conference committed to a super conference for basketball, baseball, and softball, which requires their schools to play 18 conference games, leaving only 6 non-conference games for basketball and 8 for baseball and softball. This change significantly reduces the SWC team's options for non-conference games, forcing them to look further for opponents. This development has accelerated and discussions about the creation of a 10-team SWAL SWC conference, a concept that has gained momentum recently. Dodgeville Assistant Principal and Activities Director Joey Martin, along with River Valley's Jamie Heglin, are spearheading this realignment effort. In February 2024, they met with SWAL athletic directors and principals to discuss the proposal and provide an update on the ongoing talks. On October 10th, the SWC athletic directors and principals voted to move forward with submitting the SWC SWAL plan to the WIAA following the November AD's principals meeting, officially starting the realignment process. If approved, this plan could take effect in the 2029-2030 school year. The chair of the Democratic National Committee has informed party leaders that the organization will elect his successor just days after Donald Trump is inaugurated. Jamie Harrison set the guidelines for an election that will speak volumes about how the party wants to present itself during 4 more years of Trump in the White House. Democrats' selection of a leader after Vice President Kamala Harris's 2024 loss will be a key starting point as the party starts to move forward, including addressing any structural problems and determining how they want to oppose Trump. 2 Democrats have announced campaigns for chair, Ken Martin and Martin O'Malley. The $32 million from the Department of Transportation will go to create a new program with a goal of incorporating materials that reduce greenhouse gas emissions. DOT will launch a pilot program to study and incorporate evidence-based strategies that will be able to measure an environmental impact of construction materials. The outcomes of this pilot program will be used to inform future infrastructure projects to use more low-carbon transportation materials in Wisconsin. According to the United Nations Environment Program, about 37% of global emissions come from the buildings and construction sector. Have you ever heard of Coco Ras? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in Wisconsin and even throughout the country. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains.
It's a unique nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. You know the saying that rain doesn't fall the same on all? Well, it's true. I'm sure that you've been out when it's raining, and then you head down the street, and there's not a drop. Well, a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. CocoRONS is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And anyone can be a part of it, even you. It originated with the Colorado Climate Center in 1998. And now, NOAA and the NSF sponsor it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded, data is then displayed, and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Your meteorologists rely on it. So, by volunteering to be a weather observer, you can help increase the density of precipitation data available throughout Wisconsin.
Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up. Just head to civicmedia.us, click on the news tab, select weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're at Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, November 26th. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements for Forrest J., Frosty Haganaugh, 74, of Hillsboro.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisor. Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on...